I am the ultimate. I am majesty. Crypto decentralized. I am currency. I am the Tesla for electricity. I am a mobile app. Mining frequency. I am the whole.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Intune Instrument Podcast. We have another amazing show for you. I actually met my next guest when I was nomading in Missouri. And we just, as soon as we met, we just completely hit it off and were just like, brother. I want to welcome to the podcast, Mr. Kung Fu Music Lessons, Two Cities, One World, Jared Couture, to the podcast. Right. How are you doing, bro?
Thanks so much, Austin. I'm great. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's always wonderful to collab with you, doing some awesome music stuff or whatever stuff.
Yes. It's always usually something different. I don't think we've ever done the same thing twice when I meet up with you, which is really cool. But I want those listening to get to know you a little bit better because I already know they're going to love you. So tell them a little bit about you, like your influences and just who is Jared Couture.
Oh, okay. That's fun. Well, that's kind of a big thing, but I don't know. There's a lot to say. I guess I was born here in Missouri. I'm in Missouri right now. Soon I'll be back to Bulgaria. Done a lot of traveling in my life, though, in general. And I say that because when you say, who am I? I do have a lot of cool influence from like Tom Sawyer kind of stuff. I love that. Kind of like Missouri being on the river, like being muddy and dirty and stuff.
Yeah.
So I love that. And I also love the city vibe that we have here too. But that definitely impacted me as a person. So I love nature, all this stuff. And I know that impacts my music. But in terms of all the music things, I have a band called Two Cities, One World, of course, you know, with my wife, Anna. She's a singer. She's from Bulgaria. I'm from St. Louis. We met in LA at Hollywood at Musicians Institute. We've done 5 albums now. So that's been awesome. And then, of course, I have my music program. Kung Fu Music Lessons, which I'm teaching to people all around the world online and in person, which is wonderful. And a major influences I must include that happened to, you know, I don't know, just work in my business as well as all the personal development stuff, because I've been doing a lot of personal development seminars and teachings and trainings for a long time now. Also did a lot of did Marine Corps ROTC in high school, which was really important for me. I became second highest enlisted rank. I was the physical fitness coach, one of the main guys for that, led us to lots of victories. Always first place, big stuff. Yeah. I did martial arts throughout my childhood as well, kickboxing. And I have to mention those things because they've dramatically helped me in terms of my personal discipline, self-discipline, like doing martial arts and doing ROTC. Those two things were very powerful for helping me become, you know, who I am today. So I got to give a shout out to those things right there and the personal development.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. That's actually one of the things that I was just like, oh, too, was when I first met you and then we went to your studio and you were talking about like kind of your routine when you wake up and just how disciplined you are and how I don't know. It's just it's amazing to see another person like that. And I was just like, that's why he like and everything I hear from you is like so what do you call that? It's like genius. That's what it's called. Like, you know, just how you play music and everything. And so definitely I want to hear a little bit more about some of that personal development that got you this way, and then also how you're using that to help others with Kung Fu Music Lessons.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I did. Oh, one more shout out to breakdancing, though, because I breakdanced for a lot of my childhood.
Hey. And,
which I did before I played music, before I played the guitar, and that impacted my rhythm and like the way music I love. So, and martial arts. So, shout out to breakdancing, real quick, and all the
yeah.
hip hop, tribal, culture. But anyway, yeah, personal development was a huge thing for me. It's something, you know, that I really needed, but how did I use it? It's so funny. Like, for example, when Anna and I met, or I take it back before that, like I used to check out all kinds of stuff, you know, Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that, the older book nowadays. But for example, when I was younger, I did this exercise. He's like, write 30 things you want to do before you die, 30 things you want to be, 30 things you want to have, something like that. And I used to write, I would do all the lessons. You see, there's a difference. There's theory and practice. And I say this in my lessons all the time. Here's the theory. He's saying, you write all these things down, right? But that you got to actually do it. That's the practice. A lot of people don't. They're like, that's a cool idea. You know what I mean? But I actually do it. So I'm like, I try to be an outstanding student. And because of that, so I wrote those things. And then, you know, I thought all this cool stuff, all this is going to be 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. A year later, like one of my things, I want to live by the mountains and the ocean. I want to go to this music school that I went to. I want to speak another language, live in another country. I want to, you know, have a great relationship, whatever. I wrote all these things, but in less than a year from that one list, I actually moved to LA, lived right by Runyon Canyon, met Anna, my wife, started my band, moved to Bulgaria with her, speak another language. Like all that stuff from that list happened in like a year after writing it, which that was just one pivotal thing to mention in terms of personal development. But then when we met, we did a lot of seminars together, Anna and I, for a year and a half straight, like tons of seminars, just in one all the time. The last one we did at that point before moving was a 90-day game. And you had five main goals: physical, mental, spiritual, emotional for four, and then an enrollment goal. My mental goal was a career goal, which was a money goal. And I got this random opportunity to be on Big Brother in Bulgaria.
What?
VIP Brother, the famous like Bulgarian celebrities. So I was like, I didn't know, I don't even like reality TV or TV in general or anything, but I was like, that pays more than my money goal. And I was like, if I can sign this contract before my 90 days, I get my goal. So that pivotal moment, because that shot us into Bulgaria. Me and Anna went to Bulgaria, accidentally got stuck for 3 years because she wasn't allowed to return. We thought we were coming back in 90 days. We were going to move out to LA, go to St. Louis, go to our show, come right back. We went, did the show. Anna couldn't come back. So we were over there for over 3 years waiting for her documents that USCIS didn't want to send us. And anyway, so that was, I learned a lot of stuff. I've learned a lot in personal development and about how to be responsible and do it. But I'm so grateful for that crazy adventure that we did. And then just to say how it affects me, like I have my own company, so I check on my people 2 times a week. I do like yearly goals, break it down to quarter, break it down to week, break it down to day. That's how I do it. We're about to end the first quarter. Like we have last week. So I'm busting my butt to do all my things for this. But of course, within that, like my emotional goal is play the guitar 6 hours every day. That's my emotional goal, because if I don't, I feel lost. Like that's my main thing in life. So that's one way that I stay on it, check on it, you know, keep tabs. I played for this many hours today, for example, and I have my career.
I don't want to interrupt you too much, but I really love that you have an emotional goal and you actually know what that is. I mean, that's something that like for those listening might be someone's like, I never even thought about that. But I just wanted to put a little pin in that with how amazing that can make you feel. I have one also. And it wasn't until you just said that I realized that's what it was. And I was like, oh, that's an emotion, though. So anyway, I'm going to let you keep on talking. I just had to stop
right there. You got to break it in. Yeah, I want to hear everything from you, too. I just want to share that one because this, did you say, how do I use it? You know, and of course, I have my career goals, my financial goals. That's so important. Like I teach my musicians how to deal with their finances because career and finances are separate. Most people think they're the same. They're not the same. You make money from your career, most likely. But how you handle your money is your financial skills. And so like all the investments that I make with Kung Fu Music Lesson are because of my financial habits. Richest Man in Babylon, you know, save 10% minimum, pay yourself first. Rule number one, before you pay the bills, you pay yourself for your hard earned, you know, work. And then 10% minimum to personal savings, 20% to debt minimum. these are the very basic habits. It goes more advanced, but of course, but I'll just say that because I always save 10% of all my income and I put it back into a Kung Fu music lesson or business investment fund that I grow. And then I bought my Kung Fu music lesson guitar with.
Yes. You know, oh my God, that thing is beautiful.
Like this t-shirt right here that I'm wearing, you know, like all my merchandise, you know what I'm saying, comes from that. I always have money for stuff. And so I can expand my business, you know, in that way. So that's another way I use it. And I'll help all the musicians out there, you know, get, because the discipline is one thing a lot of artists lack. But if we got discipline with our artistry, we're going to be superheroes. So, yes. You know what I mean? We need that.
Yes. That is so needed, especially in the music industry. Actually, it's just entertainment industry. So many people are just, you know, excited about, oh, this is what I love to do. This is what I love to do, but not thinking about making it an actual business. And then even just away from the business, your personal finances. So what you're doing is amazing. And I applaud you, sir. So let's talk a little bit more about Kung Fu music lessons. Tell me a little bit about the program and how can people find out more if they want to learn more.
Yeah, well, Google Kung Fu music lessons and YouTube is a good source. I have a lot of my curriculum videos there. Facebook is a good source as well. My website, kungfumusiclessons.com, is a good source. but Kung Fu music lessons in general, you know, that's also, well, here's another how I use personal development. Like that's integrated lifestyle, which I teach lifestyle design, integrated lifestyle, make your dream career. Like your career is how you spend most, how most people spend most of their time, you know, unless the people got it really figured out, like 4-hour work week people. But most people spend most of their waking time working. And it's like, I'm integrated lifestyles. I'm going to only spend my time doing the things I love, which is what Two Cities, One World album, The Things We Love, is about. Check that out in that song. So I love martial arts. I love music. I made Kung Fu music lessons. You know, I love Shaolin Kung Fu so much. Like I am so inspired by that because I see these guys are, these people are the most disciplined people I've ever seen and some of the most masterful people. But the reason is because they literally start at 4 or 5 years old. They train 8 hours minimum every single day. And some of them stay there until they die. So like people out there have heard about the 10,000 hour rule. I mean, I'll tell you what, you're going to get that in like 3 years if you live at the Shaolin Temple. And by the time you're, you know, from 5 to 20 years, you're a serious real master. This is a master's degree is 6 years of that. These guys do it for 40, 50 years. Think about that. I'm talking about real mastery. So I'm out there to create real artists, authentic artists and masters and musical monks, people who are going to save the world with their message and their song.
Yes.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm getting people to really train. But yeah, so about it as well is like I'm modeling a Kung Fu or martial arts approach to learning in multiple ways. One is like I have a 9-leveled curriculum. So you first, like the guitar players get a white strap, then you move to yellow strap, orange strap, red strap, then we go to green strap, blue strap, purple strap, black strap, that's 1 to 8. And then the 9th level is the master strap, which is white and black. And it's not about more ego, it's actually about being the student and the teacher, like in complete harmony. And those people have to keep taking lessons. Because like a lot of musicians go to college and get really egotistical and think they're too cool and they don't train or practice anymore and don't take lessons, which is weird, but like I'm just gonna keep taking lessons for the rest of my life and just keep getting better. Mm-hmm. Like 30 years from now I'm gonna be 30 years better.
Exactly.
Because I'm the best student. I just want to be a student, you know. Mm-hmm. So I try to ingrain that in everybody, but yeah, work through these 9 levels. And I will say one really awesome thing is because of this, I've been teaching already for 10 years prior to that straight. And I've always loved teaching. That's been big passion. But my students, and they always progress, but never faster than with this program because it's set up in a way where they get to teach. They got to make their own EPs. They got to like make money. Like there's all these, they always know where they're going. A lot of music teachers are like, what do you want to do today? And I ask that every time too, to make sure they get what they want. But I've got a routine. I've got a structure. There's the next level, you know, so there's a lot of accountability. So my students practice and they actually progress. And that makes me happier than anything in the world, because like most teachers, the biggest complaint, which I had, is like, you know, oh, you get these students, they don't want to practice. Like, their parents just pay money and it's no fun at all. People just want to retain a student, but actually they're just making a friend and they don't barely progress for years. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Taking the money, it happens all the time, but I don't want to do that. It's like, Kung Fu literally means mastery through time and effort. So I help people create a practice and play routine. There's the yin yang. You got to practice for a little bit first, then go play. Like, any gymnast will stretch before they go and bust out all their moves. You know, it's mm-hmm. the same thing. So we need to train for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, then play for 5 more hours and go get in the studio and record. Stevie Wonder, dude, that guy's training. There's stories about him. Like, he goes to a recording session. Some guy thinks he's going to go super early before his big Stevie Wonder recording session. He's all pumped. He's going to record with Stevie. He gets there at like 6 a.m. real early. Starts practicing. Stevie's already been there since 3, you know, trained practicing for 3 hours before anyone's even awake. By the time you get to the session, that dude's going to be on fire. Mm-hmm. And that takes for real mastery. So
yeah, that it actually reminds me of what my mentor would always tell me. He's like, look, you're going to perform the way you practice.
Right.
You practice, 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 practice. And so it's beautiful that you're teaching such discipline. And did I hear correctly? The students, that part of the homework is they have to make an EP.
It depends on what level you're in, but yeah, the blue strap, everybody makes an EP, as the purple one. And the black strap, you have to record and release your own album.
What? I mean, that's yeah, awesome.
That's basics. I mean, like, you gotta be real. A professional musician, if you're gonna be a real pro artist, you have to at least release one album. We've released 5 already, and I'm still busting my butt. You know what I mean? It's normal. So You got a real artist. Yeah, I'm helping people build real artists, a real artistry, and releasing music videos. I got a 10-year-old student. He's like a pro rapper already. No joke. It's nuts. We're about to do a music video. One of my Orange Keys the other day released an awesome video of a song he wrote that's like amazing. Because I don't want people to just keep playing everybody else's song. Like, we got to make our own songs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got exactly. Real artists, and a real artist creates something unique to them. So, and yeah, making money. Like, I got all kinds of stuff in this curriculum that are in no curriculums, which blow my mind. Like, I like to get paid to learn. So I teach my students that. So it's like, I will show you how to make money 10 different ways of music, not just one or two. And that's a part of your homework in your actual curriculum to pass. Like, and the people who come to the music monastery, they're going to get paid while they're there. Not, you don't go to college and then leave and try to figure it out. Like, you're going to come to my college and be making money while you're there. By the time you leave, you're a real pro. You've already been years. You've already been making a living doing this. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it needs to be. That's practical. That's real.
That's what's needed. What's needed. I've seen there's so many artists that do get some success, but because they didn't kind of go through that, it crushes them. You know, not understanding finances, not understanding discipline, not understanding, you know, endurance, because you're not always just going to have everything. Just, you got to be able to endure. And it's just the answer. Like, for real, what you're doing is the answer. And I'm loving it. The musical monastery. Yes.
Yeah.
So if anyone would like to be able to follow you, learn more about you, anything like that, where could they do that?
You can get in touch on kungfumusiclessons.com or just send me an email at kungfumusiclessons@gmail.com. Or any place that you want to hit me up at, Instagram or Facebook or whatever, but do get in touch and jump in. Everybody can get one free trial lesson, but it's like, if you come, like, I'll check it out and see if it's for you. But be ready to learn for real. You know, I want the hungry, eager people who love, that's like their heart and soul, and they're ready to put their time in and truly raise up to way new heights. Like, for real, this is no joke. Like, you're going to like literally transform, not in some funny marketing way, but like there's no shortcuts, and I will take you down that path, you know?
Yeah.
doing it all too. So if nothing else, I'm getting better at music, and that's my goal in life. So it's like, you know,
yeah, that's amazing. Also, I did hear, I think I heard that you just released a new single, right? What was the name of that? And where can people go? Can they get it on any streaming network? Or
I haven't released a new single.
Oh, okay.
We have so much stuff to be released. We are releasing new music videos every Monday on Two Cities, One World, which I'm about to do after this, YouTube. And we do have a lot of music coming. And also, someone's going to mix magic, just letting you know. Allison and I have a song together. And for real, like, it's time. And I've been talking to Anna's brother, who's a mixing engineer. So we're going to do it. So stay tuned for Magic, which is a cool between us. And that's going to be awesome.
Yes, that was our second time hanging out that we did that, right?
Super awesome, super easy.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, everybody, please go check out Two Cities, One World YouTube channel, Facebook, like it, follow it. Like Jared said, they're releasing music videos frequently. So go check those out because his music is amazing. And if you were interested in Kung Fu music lessons, you probably want to hear what the guy who's teaching you sounds like, right? So go ahead and check out his band. But then also kungfumusiclessons.com, that's right?
Yes.
Go check out kungfumusiclessons.com. And am I right that the first level or first strap, people can check it out for free?
First three for guitar. I will say there is already a curriculum for voice, ukulele, bass, piano, and guitar, and more are coming. So all instrumentalists are welcome. I have a viola student as well. Everybody's welcome. And the program essentially is the same, 9 levels, similar content per level. So yeah, but there is a lot of free stuff on YouTube. So do take advantage of that and the website.
Awesome. So free stuff on YouTube, just search Kung Fu Music Lessons. Go to the website. Jared, thank you so much for joining the Intune Instrument podcast. I am so excited to just see where you're at in 5 years because I already know you're about to blow it away. Anyway, guys, thank you all so much for joining us. We will talk to you later with another amazing guest.
Thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning into the show. If you're interested in supporting the show, be sure to meander on over to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and check out the merch store. You want my latest single? Well, guess what? You can get it at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. You want to represent that you're an Intune instrument in your city? shop.theintuneinstrument.com and grab a shirt. You get the message. Go to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and rep this